So we'll hear what happened in a second. But first, George, 1.2 centimeter node negative. Do you agree in general that patients like that should have some type of genomic assay? And if so, which one?
Yeah, this would be a patient who I would routinely do a genomic assay. And I would typically, in our center, we use a lot of Oncotype DX. I certainly would not criticize someone who used MammaPrint or the 4-gene assay or anything else. I suspect that many of these genomic assays are providing us similar information. And certainly the studies we have would say that in many cases they have overlapping gene sets. So, but based on the Oncotype result, I certainly would have offered this patient chemotherapy.
And what specific chemotherapy? What do you think about dose stents AZT?
So I actually go back and look at the original NSAPP data, because bear in mind, the original NSAPP data set that showed a benefit with chemotherapy if you had a high recurrence score was CMF. And so I don't know that this is a patient I would have necessarily recommended an anthracycline to. I'm not opposed to use of it in, but I don't view the Oncotype DX as telling me what chemotherapy I should use. And, you know, this is still a 1.2 centimeter tumor. I probably would have given 4 cycles of TC.
And, you know, incidentally, we've seen this over the years consistently, that people do give more aggressive chemo, even in lower node negative tumors, when they see that high recurrence score. Get to various opinions about that. Again, would you have done a genomic assay? Which one?
I would have done one. I don't know how much smarter it makes us when we're recommending treatment. This patient's tumor lacks PR expression and was high grade. So I think all of us in this room would feel, without having the cost of a genomic assay, that this is a higher risk tumor that probably is not going to behave as well as an ERPR positive low to intermediate grade tumor. So yes, I do the test because it gives patients a number, because it is a standard of care, and this is exactly the type of tumor we should be doing a test. I, like George, have no feeling toward the 21 gene recurrence score versus MammaPrint. I think they all pretty much function similarly. And in terms of the chemotherapy, I would have used a non-anthracycline-based chemotherapy. I would have discussed the data. I would have discussed the ABC clinical trial looking at ACT or TAC versus TC. It showed a 2.5% benefit in favor of the anthracycline that appeared to be restricted to ER-negative disease, triple-negative disease. There are two more studies presented at ASCO that I also discussed with my patients that are pertinent to this patient with ER-positive disease. The Plan B study, which looked at TC versus epirubicin-based therapy with a taxane. And then there was a portion of patients treated on the MINDAC study. Fatima Cordoso presented this. Again, anthracycline-based, taxane-based versus taxane plus capecitabine. Neither of those studies showed a benefit with the addition of an anthracycline to taxane-based therapy.
Now, but these patients in the two studies, Plan B and the MINDEC subset, though, they were defined genomically?
They did not have to be defined genomically, but it was higher risk.
Either genomic or clinical.
They had to meet a certain risk, and it could be done. It was all done genomically in the MINDEC study, and a portion of them in Plan B were entered based on 21 gene recurrence score.
So just to clarify how you're concerned about lack of PR and the high grade, if the 21 gene score had come back low, you know, 8 or something, would you skip the chemo?
I would start talking to my pathologist about, did they look at enough of the tumor, because this is very discordant, and it's rare that I have a situation like that. But that's the risk we run when we're doing these tests, because on occasion we have very discordant findings, a low grade by my pathologist and then a very high risk Oncotype score. It's rare that it happens, but it does make me look again.
Though I think, you know, what we heard for this patient was that the core was high grade and,
yes,
the final path was intermediate to high grade.
Right.
Proving once again that the national flower of the pathologist is the hedge.
This kind of reminds me of the Bobby Flay, you know, blinded taste test, so to speak, in that, of course, you didn't know what happened to the patient, but I think you gave the right answer, because here's what happened to the patient.
She started on her chemotherapy. She had a difficult time with the AC, mostly with, you know, just in a week out, her neutrophils were through the floor. Mm. And so I did have to dose reduce her. She didn't run into neutropenic fever, but when she comes back after week one and has an absolute neutrophil score of zero a week out, I was a little nervous. So we did dose reduce her. We got her through, and she's actually breezing through the Taxol right now.
From her point of view, other than the paper issue of the cytopenias, how did she do?
She was fatigued, and, you know, it did affect her quality of life, and that's now improving. I mean, just in terms of her ability to do things and her energy level.
And just looking at her course, you know, with the experience you have, do you think that the course she went through was more difficult than, say, TC?
I think one of the problems now I have when I present TC to patients is if you talk about a 10% risk of absolute alopecia or permanent alopecia, I think that scares people off a little bit.
That was actually my next question, which is, what are you doing about the ice cap in your clinic?
I offer it to patients, and I've had a minimum number of patients who take it. The patients who've used it, I've had about four people who've used it who have some hair loss, but not the total alopecia. We do talk about the fact that we don't have any long-term data and about the risk of scalp metastases maybe being about 2%, and that we don't know what that's going to hold down the road. One of my colleagues at my institution will not recommend it to her patients for that reason, but I offer it to the patients. I think a lot of them get put off by the logistics involved in doing it.